New survey asked people to weigh in once and for all some of the ultimate food arguments. Here's what they found. Should pizza be eaten with a knife and fork or your hands?
Your hands!
Yeah, duh. That's stupid.
Yeah.
That's not even a question.
Seriously?
No. Yeah, 92% said hands. I was waiting to see if the pineapple thing would be on here. Because that was such a big deal a few months ago.
Oh, yeah, but I know. People are still up in arms about pineapple on pizza.
They didn't make the list. Should you put ketchup on eggs?
Ew, no.
See?
Salt and pepper.
I'm a ketchup fan. I'll put ketchup on my eggs. Now, I'm not a squirting ketchup all over the eggs guy. I'm a dip my eggs in ketchup guy. 73% though agree with you and say, nope, no ketchup on the eggs.
Yeah, there are just certain things ketchup doesn't belong on, and that's one of them.
Also, ice cream sundaes.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Which are better, soft shell tacos or hard shell tacos?
Well, when it comes to traditional taqueria food, soft shell for sure.
But what do you prefer?
But
throw tradition out the window, Susie.
No, you know what? I'm going to go with soft shell because I prefer traditional real Mexican food as opposed to, say, a crunchy taco at Taco Bell.
Well, but Mexican restaurants have adopted crunchy tacos at this point, though.
They're
all over the place.
I still like soft tacos on a corn tortilla.
That's one thing that I know about you is that you're really into tradition.
I am. Oh, yeah. Tradition.
Is mayo a good condiment?
I like mayo. But I do.
I'm very particular about my mayo.
It's got to be best foods.
It does?
Yeah, for me, it's got to be.
Really? Would you know, if we did a blind taste test, would you know the difference?
I would.
Also, if we did a blind taste test, would you just be eating mayo and nothing with it?
Ew, no. It'd have to be on a sandwich or something.
Just a spoon of mayo.
Spoonful of mayo. Thanks, but no thanks.
I'm like, tuna salad, yeah, mayo, maybe a sandwich once in a while. But then some people put it on, like, asparagus and other things, and that's not.
It's actually good with asparagus artichokes.
No, bleh, bleh.
Yeah.
No, not me. No.
Yeah.
No. Then you just have a big chunk of mayo in your mouth.
You dip it lightly.
Bleh, bleh. 66% of people say mayo is a good condiment.
Yeah.
Good. And should you eat mac and cheese with a fork or a spoon?
Well, if it's, like, soupy, you might need a spoon. But otherwise, if it's good, then you use a fork.
If it's nice and thick.
Exactly.
75% say fork. I say this is a great opportunity to use a spork.
Yes.
And then you get the best of both worlds.
I was just thinking you can
poke it with your spork, and then you still get the cheesy goodness in the spoon part.
Yep.
I think that's if you're ever going to use a spork.
You are a genius, sir. It's a pleasure to work with you.
That is absolutely correct. Finally. It's 10 months of doing this show and you finally figured it out.
It's an honor. It's an honor to work with somebody as smart as you.
Finally!